Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation recorded live during the October 2023 Fall Family Retreat held in Pipestem, West Virginia.
All right, so this has been an amazing conference. I have been so excited to be here. A little more on the nervous side since I was doing a little more on the presenting side this year, but I'm really excited for the opportunity to do that, and I thank those that invited me to share what I have with you. So like in my bio said, so I have become a Twitch streamer. Now, I want anyone who understands what a Twitch streamer, VTuber, is to raise your hand. If you understand VTuber, what does a VTuber mean? Anyone yell it out? Did I stump you?
YouTuber with little
characters. Right, okay, so the YouTubers or the Twitch streamers that have the avatars, right? They have a little avatar. So if you're coming to watch my stream, you're not gonna see this beautiful face. You're gonna see a little cute character who is Imja, and that's who you get to play with, which means I could be in any kind of condition while I'm streaming because you don't see me. It's fabulous. So anyway, it happened because my son decided to gift me an avatar for a Christmas gift or birthday. I can't remember what it was. And it was really fabulous because he, in that world, was inviting me into his world, which was really, really fun because, I mean, like, who doesn't want to hang out with their kids, right? All right, so enough about that, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. But I want to make sure you guys all understand what that is. All right, so today we are talking about influencer. The title of the talk, So You Want to Be an Influencer, was inspired by someone who really, really was excited when he found out that this is what I do and really wanted to be an influencer. So thank you for him for inspiring this idea. I want us all to understand, and you know what, I'm going to warn you right now, I'm just going to start walking because walking will keep circulation going and then I won't pass out as easy. All right, so what is an influencer? This is an interactive class. If I talk too much, I pass out too. That's a threat. So start yelling. What's an influencer? Nathaniel. What's that?
Someone who influences.
That sounds pretty simple, right? Somebody who influences. Okay, let's talk about types of influencers. What types of influencers? I'm a Twitch streamer. Is that an influencer?
Yes.
It can be, absolutely. Even though my audience may be small at times, but I'm still out there influencing in my little world. All right, so what's another type of influencer? Yes, sir.
A prophet.
Yes, let's hope he's the grandest influencer, yes. Okay, but I don't see him doing a lot of podcasts right now. Well, I don't know, maybe he does, but yes. What's that?
Older siblings.
Older siblings are influencers. Okay, all right, we're bringing it home. Okay, let's talk more on the media scale. Can we get up to the media scale? Anna, did you have your hand up?
Oh, I was gonna say parents.
Parents? Awesome. You guys are really, do you guys not get out much? Consider your audience. Okay, all right, yes sir, in the hat.
There's YouTube influencers.
Thank you, yes. There's YouTube influencers. YouTube, Twitch streams, you have Instagram, you have, what else?
Facebook.
Okay.
Snapchat.
Awesome. So what else?
Pro athletes.
Can celebrities be influencers?
Speakers.
Celebrities, speakers, influential speakers, yes. So, okay, so let's say I am standing on the stage, very coolly, remembering there's a podium, and I'm surrounded by all of these influencers, and they're all going to tell me something, right? They're gonna tell me something. Why? Because they're trying to influence who?
Us.
Okay, they're trying to influence me. I'm in the middle, they're gonna try to influence me. What are they going to try to, what is the number one thing influencers are trying to influence you to do? This is kind of a trick question. I want to see if you guys can get this. What's that?
Take in more of their content or buy their stuff.
Take in more of their content, buy their stuff. Okay, awesome. And those two things help them gain notoriety so that they can end up at a platform where they do something.
To get people to become like them.
Okay, getting people to become like them. Yes, that is another possibility. What's that?
Like basketball players.
Like Nephi wants to be a basketball player. Someone influenced him. Right? Okay, what else? Fame. Okay.
Money.
We're still not there yet. Money. Who said money? Money. What do you think is the number one reason people are influencing us?
Money.
It's money.
Followers.
Straight up, flat out, money. Did you know that 90% of all marketing now is done through influencers? 90%. 96% is the projected for next year. Because it works. They're out there selling you something. They're sponsored. They're showing you a product. They're telling you something. Their merch is how they start. They can get their own merch out there. But they're selling you something. Sometimes it's an idea. Sometimes it's merchandise. Sometimes it's a couch. There's lots of different influencers, and they're influencing lots of different ways. So let's talk about what makes a top influencer. How are we going to make the most money? So in order to be a top influencer, you need to have at least 1 million followers in whatever platform you're doing. So 1 million people need to follow you. You need to have a matrix where you can see that you're going to continue to grow that audience base, right? Now, you've got to have brand status. People have got to look at you and say, you know what? Who said I want to be more like them, right? Don't you want to be more like me? Look at what I'm wearing. Look at what I'm driving. Look at what I'm drinking. Look at what I'm eating. Look at where I'm going. This is all part of marketing so that they can influence you to buy whatever it is that they are sponsored to put out there for you. They also, in order to be a top influencer, they are influenced themselves in what they do. They have to present a face that says, what I am trying to sell you, I'm consuming. So then you trust them. Oh, look, they're using the same brand, and they look fabulous, so I have to use that brand too so I can look like them. Right? Okay. And then they have a lot of partnerships also when they do. Has anyone heard of collaborations? Collaborations. That's a good way for them to go. Okay. Now let's talk about some of the intangible factors. Those are the factors that they can measure, that they can watch. All of our engineers like those graphs. That's what those are. Intangible ones are your connections. So does your influencer have a strong relationship with the people that they're influencing? Do they have good content that people relate to and understand and that they can comment on? Do they get a lot of people commenting? And the more people comment, the more people that see their site, the more people that come and participate in their platform. Communication. Can they communicate without seeming like they are giving you a sales pitch? That's really important, because you guys were coming up with some great ideas, but you missed 90% are out there to get you to spend your money. And so they're doing a good job, don't you think? Also, values. Does the influencer work with the brands that align with their own lifestyle or values? So it's another one of those things that if they are portraying the thing that they are indeed using, you can trust them. That's a trustworthy person. And then authenticity. Do they endorse anything that would make the user stop and ask, does this person really use that brand? Okay. So now we talked about the influencers that are out there. And obviously, there are a lot of reasons why people want to be influencers. It's really good money. I'm going to talk about some different reasons why influencing is important. So let's talk about maybe some of the modern influencers that you guys watch. And I started asking a lot of people before this keynote, who influences you? Who do you watch? Who do you spend time with? Who are you giving your time? Because that's what we're doing when we're consuming those moments, right? So who are you giving your time to? So let's just start screaming them out. Who are you
Mark
guys
Robert.
Watching? Who?
Mark Robert.
Mark Robert, excellent. Mr. Beast, awesome.
Jesus.
You're watching Jesus? What channel is that? What's that? Segment. Okay, all right, all right. Okay. Who? Somebody else. Someone good. Okay. All right. So the influencers out there right now, we have some worldly influencers that are doing some really great stuff. We also have, don't we have some people who are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints who are out there influencing? There are, okay? This is, and thank you, Nephi, for stopping. He was trying to get my keynote earlier. It was fabulous. There are influencers, and I don't want to shock anybody, that are not honest and that their values do not align with ours. Now, why do I say that? I mean, it's kind of a negative thing, and I feel bad. But it's a little bit of a truth, so we need to be aware of this. So what I'm going to challenge you, for our modern influencers that we're watching right now, is to start thinking about that time you're giving them, and is it bringing you closer to Christ, or taking you farther away from Christ? So how are we going to do that? Well, has anyone read a book, but before you read the book, you did some research and looked up what the author's life was like? Anybody done that? Yeah. It's really exciting. If you haven't done that, try doing that. It's really fun because there will be a lot more insight into that book once you know what that person, what their story is. Didn't we hear about stories earlier? Sir Thomas, thank you. Listening to stories is finding out about people. So when you're going to consume something and put something into your mind, think about who and what the source is. Where is it coming from? It's easy on Sunday to go, okay, we're going to go to church, we're going to consume general conference, that's fabulous. But that's only a part of our lives. How much time do people spend watching influencers? Right? So, let's start thinking about doing some research into their lives. What principles do they live? What are their values? Do you think that they can go out there and work on their influencing without having some of their principles and values come out in what they say and do? So just think about that. So now we're going to get into the fun stuff. That was just foundational. We're going to get into fun stuff. I need 5 volunteers. Now, the first volunteer is going to be the easiest. I need a youth, 18 and under, 1 youth. Who's my helper? Go grab one. She's gonna grab somebody and you guys are gonna come on the stage. While she's doing that Wesley? Awesome, come on up, Wesley. Okay, the next influencer I need is a mother. I need a mom. Oh, Adeline being volunteered. I see how many fingers pointing to her? All right, looks like it's you, Adeline, sorry. She's actually my boss on the other adult committee, so this is fun. Woo! Yes, okay. Another influencer I need our father. They're trying to be your husband and father, but we're going to let him off with us. Let's let another couple enjoy this. Another, I need a dad. Everybody start volunteering. Derek, come on up. Hey, I need a grandma, and I don't count. I need a grandma. You guys know where I'm going, right? You know what's next? Yeah, come on down, perfect, perfect.
Grandpa.
All right, now where's our grandpa? Do we have a grandpa here?
Chad Petty
right here. All right, Chad Petty, come on down. Woo! Sorry, you can beat your children on the way home later. Just kidding, Jen, edit that out. Welcome to the stage. All right, so we're gonna start with the easiest first. We're gonna start down here at our youth, and I'm going to ask you some questions, okay? So you are now going to be an influencer.
Aye.
And what is it that you think you can give to your audience? What is it that you're gonna, what's your thing, what's your theme? And the rest of you guys, I'm giving you time, just so you guys know I started right here. You guys wanna shift around or you can.
Sports. It's simple. Sports.
Sports. Okay, so let's talk about something specifically. Drill down. Like, are you going to be a sports educator? Like, teaching people about different kinds of sports. What are you doing? Okay. All right. So teaching, who would watch something like that? Somebody? Yeah. Oh, I know we have some sports fans. It would be like, oh, someone who's going to explain sports. How about all those girls that don't know the rules? You going to help them out?
Yeah.
Yeah. And third? You have to go third. I'm sorry, Rosie. You didn't know this? It's the Riz. You got to have the Riz.
Yes. Of course.
Hey. Okay. All right. The rest of you that don't understand Riz, that's charisma. Right? Okay. Right. All right. So we have our sports influencer. Perfect. And so, Adeline, what is it that you do that you think you could do to influence others? Something, and I won't use the word special because sometimes that makes us feel a little tired. What's something you could do?
I really love to learn, so I am passionate about education of all types. So,
Okay. So you could be a tutor. You could have the whiteboard, go out there and explain things, have people comment, say, what are you having problems with this week? I want to teach more people. How many people do you think you could reach by just opening up a platform where people could ask you whatever they wanted to and you could teach? Right? She has no idea how much she can influence. But who would love to have her as their private tutor? Right? Okay. So we have our sports. We have our education. What are we going to do down here?
How about outdoor adventure?
Outdoor adventure! What is that name? What a great idea! So, okay, I imagine him in a canoe with the GoPro, right? And he's going for it. And then, unexpectedly, there's a log, right? And then we're all like on the edge of our seats. Oh no, does he see the log? Does he not see the log? Right? Who wouldn't want to watch Derek fight on the log in the middle of a river?
Exactly. Possibility of drowning.
Exactly. Danger, adventure, all of those things. Awesome. I love it. Perfect. Okay. So now, Grandma, what are we going to do? You can't do a Twitch streamer. That's why I already did that.
Yeah, I don't even know what Twitch was. I'd ask my kids.
Okay.
So I would do cooking with children.
Cooking? That's fabulous.
My children know how to cook.
Okay. Do you know who the Taste Nanny is?
No, but I think they do.
Okay. So there is one of the top influencers in all of it right now is someone who cooks, and her ideology is bringing it back home to the family, getting those family meals together, teaching people how to cook, and then talking about the importance of doing it together as a family. I love that. So I hate to break it to you, but she's got a lot of followers. If you started, it could get good. You could be really influencing a lot of people. How does that feel?
That feels great. I just don't have any time for that.
Okay, we'll talk about that too. All right, Brother Patty, what are we going to do? How are we going to change the world?
I'd like to talk about the power of the free market.
Wow, awesome. So we have an economist. Okay, now I want you guys to just think about this for a second. We have only 5 people on this stage. We have an economist. We have a bring it home cooking show. We have an outdoor adventure show. We have a tutor, and we have a sports specialist. How amazing is that? Yeah? Okay. Now think, if I brought every single one of you up here, what could you do? Every single one of you guys has something that makes you special, that drives you. You have this passion for something. And you could share that and influence, I don't know how many, right? And if you could give a plug for Thomas, he could hit that billion pretty fast, I'm thinking, right? So, okay, thank you very much. You guys can have a seat. You guys are awesome. Thank you. And thank you down here, Bethany Flower. Bethany's got a little thank you for you guys. Adeline, get your little thank you. I don't have a book. I didn't write a book. Sorry. Awesome. Thank you so much. Okay. So.
I made it out.
So what I want you guys to think about is we just pulled 5 random people, and we had a plethora of stuff that they can do. And if you look at what the top influencers are doing here, that are members of the church. We have scientists, We have foodies. We have fashions. We have, I mean, there's a list of people, and I was doing the research, and I was shocked at how many different genres there are, because it's like just changing the channel, right? Oh, you want to watch some sports? You go watch Wesley. Oh, I'm interested in the economic stuff. I've got something I'm doing for my college exam, so I'm going to go watch Brother Petty do his thing, right? Everybody can find something to do. Thank you. So, that is what we can do now. Let's think about what we can do if we listen to the influencers of the past. It would be nice if they were here to tell us some stuff. So maybe we can make that happen. If we listen really closely and make people learn a little faster. You can go ahead and stand up. Speak up and talk really closely into the mic. Don't be afraid.
Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself. Leo
Tolstoy. Very nice.
I do not feel obligated to believe in the same God who has endowed us with sense, reason, and intellect has intended us to forego their needs. Galileo, Galilei, 1564 to 1640.
Change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change.
Sometimes see things as they are and say why. Argue with things that never were and say why not. George Bernard Shaw. The happiest people I have known have been those who gave themselves no concern about their own souls, but their uttermost to mitigate the miseries of others. Elizabeth Caddington.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Winston Churchill.
There are many in the world who are dying in peace of bread, but there are many more dying of poor little love. The poverty in the West is a different kind of poverty. It is not only a poverty of loneliness, but also of spirituality. There's a hunger for love, as there is a hunger for God.
Mother Teresa.
Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Nelson Mandela.
It is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent that survives. It is the one that is the most adaptable to change. Charles Darwin.
Never interrupt your enemy if he's making a mistake. Napoleon Bonaparte.
That's my favorite. Did you guys hear that one? Thanks, Celestial. Okay, so not quite so far in the past, but I just couldn't pass up. All right, stand up and do this one loud.
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Jesus.
Amen. All right, so pretty interesting. When we listen to the influencers of the past, they changed the world that we live in today. And obviously, when I looked up all of the different lists of all the people who have influenced the world, there was only one time that Jesus Christ was not the most influential person in the world. So I thought that was amazing. All right, so before his death in 1844, Joseph wrote a spirited letter to the saints. It was a call to action, which continues in church today. So I was going to read just this short quote, but then I got this beautiful little handout in my gift bag, and I feel like it's really appropriate to read all of this, so we will go ahead and do that. Go forward and not backward. Courage, brethren, and on to victory. Let your hearts rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Let the earth break forth into singing. Let the mountains shout for joy. And all ye valleys cry out loud, And all ye seas and dry lands tell the wonders of your eternal king. And ye rivers and brooks and rills and flow down with great gladness. Let the woods and all the trees of the field praise the Lord. And ye solid rocks weep for joy. And let the sun, moon, and the morning stars sing together. And let all the sons of God shout for joy. Now I want you to imagine that if each one of you went out into the world today, and whatever platform you wanted to, got on something and became an influencer, instead of just complaining about the ones that are out there filling the world with what we don't want here, what if we as an army of God started filling the world with what he wants the world to know? Whether it's through sports casting, whether it's through education, whether it's through food, adventure, economics. We can take what we know and share the world with the world and influence in God's way and choose to follow him and give him the glory. And I think we all need to shout. On your mark. How about we do huzzah, huzzah. Can we do that? No, I'm sorry, that was that. Can we do that?
Yeah!
Okay, one, two, three, huzzah, huzzah! Let's do that in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a non-profit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.